Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Hey, I want to start off by giving a big thank you to all of those folks that came to the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic golf outing yesterday. Really appreciate people coming out and helping to support us and to help us raise money for the charitable initiatives that we do, such as Dentistry from the Heart, Team Smile, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and I'm working, as you may know, to try to secure enough portable dental equipment to put in the rolling studio. All right, and thanks to all those folks that came to the Chacha Truck yesterday. Today, our show is about Dental News Bites. Actually, before we get to that, let me remind you that all of the shows that we've ever done are archived. All the podcasts are there at www.dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, okay? So, and by the way, today's show is number 297, so we are coming up on 300 very, very soon, coming up quickly. If you could go to our office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, that would be wonderful. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, okay? So yeah, today's show is called Dental News Bites, and it's just this compilation of dentistry in the news, kind of a wide variety of stuff, things that I've been gathering and, you know, looking for a good day to tell you. So let's start with one that's kind of fun, kind of not. I don't know. Somebody sent me this. It's called Consider the Source. It says, drive too fast past this billboard, and you might think the voters were impartial. So what it is, and I bet you many of you will remember this, there's a billboard, a guy up in Michigan. He's a dentist, and he has these billboards that say painless dentistry. He has implants, and he has a price listed. And in the upper right-hand corner, it says voted number one office in Michigan. And there's an asterisk next to the word Michigan. And in the small print, which is when you're driving 65, 70 miles an hour, you may not see, it says, by our dental staff. So he's voted number one office in Michigan by his own staff. I just think that's really, you know, bad advertising. And I've driven by that billboard several times and did not realize that. So this was from selling it at cro.consumer.org. And so somebody's noticed and wants to call this guy out on the carpet. I think that I think he should be. All right, here's one. Woody Allen film angers dentists. This is written by New York Dentist. It says, give us a break, as Woody Allen's new film insults the dental profession. Woody Allen's latest film, Blue Jasmine, has provoked a backlash from New York dentists who claim the film sheds a bad light on dentists. Mark S. Wolf, chairman of the New York University College of Dentistry, believes dentists have constantly been portrayed ruthlessly in cinema. He said, on screen, we dentists range from killers to buffoons to sexual harassers. He takes his examples from films such as Marathon Man, Little Shop of Horrors, Cactus Flower, and more recently, Jennifer Aniston's Predatory Dentist and Horrible Bosses. In Blue Jasmine, Kate Blanchett stars as a former socialite who takes a job with a supposedly respectable dentist, Dr. Flicker, played by Michael Stuhlbarg, and things turn ugly when Dr. Flicker begins making sexual advances towards Blanchard's character. For Wolf, it's the cherry on top of an ever-expanding cake of evil Hollywood dentists. In Little Shop of Horrors, Steve Martin portrayed a corrupt dentist sniffing nitrous oxide, inflicting pain on his patients and abusing his girlfriend. In the hit U.S. sitcom Friends, Jennifer Aniston's character was cheated on by her dentist fiancé, Barry. As Wolf said, the sort of stuff that doesn't help the profession. I've said that many times on the air. Let's see, New York dentist Deborah Glassman agrees movies and TV definitely have fun at dentists' expense. Patients have complete trust in their dentist, and she goes on to say she treats everyone as if she's the one in the chair, and I do the same. Despite this, Wolf ends on a good note, hoping Alan has a great dentist. If he needs one, we're happy to help with a referral. I think that's kind of... You think that's like a real remark, or is that a backhanded remark? Anyway, no, I've talked about that several times, and it's one of the reasons why I want to do this show, because if it weren't for shows like this, you know, dentistry, about dentistry by a dentist, so to speak, I don't know that there would be any positive models out there for dentistry. It's always, we're either dropping things on the floor, hurting somebody. Even one that they left out was, I can't remember the name, the little fish. Nemo, Finding Nemo. And you might remember the scene where, remember the aquarium, it happens to be in a dental office, and so they were snapped up by this fisherman, and this dentist was give them to his niece. Anyway, there's a little girl in the chair, and she's screaming, and the people out in the waiting room, reception room, they're starting to get really nervous, sweating, and they think that she's being hurt. Now, the reality is she wasn't. She was screaming because these fish were flopping all over the room, but the implication was is the dentist was hurting her. So I don't know what it's going to take for us to get past that. I know that, for example, root canals, that whole notion of having root canal, we're starting to get past that because enough people now have had root canals that didn't hurt, and it's more than just me out there saying that root canals don't hurt. But anyway, I'm doing my part, and I'm trying to, you know, get some sponsorship to grow the show so that more people can hear the positive message. Now, here's one. This was from Canada. A fake dentist bust leads to HIV and hepatitis health alert for 1,500 Vancouver patients. And I'm trying to cite the source here, and it looks like it's in, let's see, the Canadian Press. All right. And we've had this happen here in the United States too, about the HIV scare, but that wasn't a fake dentist. It was an oral surgeon who just didn't have great infection control technique. And so anyway, Vancouver, a health alert has been issued to about 1,500 Metro Vancouver patients who may have contracted HIV or hepatitis B or C through the poor cleaning practices of an illegal dentist. Now, keep in mind, this is an illegal dentist. The alert issued by the Fraser Health Authority urges people who were clients of Wu Tong Sheng, also known as David Wu, to get a blood test to determine if they were exposed to blood-borne viruses. The College of Dental Surgeons of British Columbia said it hired private investigators to conduct surveillance on Wu's Burnaby, British Columbia home after it received a complaint. Let's see. The evidence certainly shows not a very clean establishment. College president, Dr. Peter Stevenson Moore, said in a news release, materials seized from Wu's home didn't come close to standards set for patient care, which leads us to believe that he has put his client's health at risk for his own gain. The Fraser Health Authority said letters are being sent out to clients of their potential exposure and telling them to contact public health to get tested. Marbrick said they believe Wu targeted the Chinese-Canadian community, and most of the man's records for 1,500 clients were written in Cantonese. This is the first time the college has had dealings with Wu. In 2003, the college obtained a court injunction ordering the man to stop his underground dental practice. At the time, Marburg said Wu was contrite. He recognized that he was doing wrong, promised not to do anything like that again, and we had every indication that he was, in fact, leaving the country. Apparently he didn't. Instead, a complaint from an unhappy client led the college to investigate Wu once again. So on May 29th, they went to his home and did the search warrant. So that's kind of scary. And, you know, this is an illegal dentist. I think even that would give dentistry a bad name. It seems like people would maybe not notice that it was an illegal operation. Okay. So, but like I said, we've had that happen in the United States as well. And I had a guy on my show a while back. I've had him on twice. His name's Mr. David Harris, and he works for a company, actually the CEO of a company called Prosperident. And a lot of times when I find stories about embezzlement, he was behind it because he investigates. And let's see, this was a story written by Sean O'Donohue? Yeah. He is the managing editor. It's from Hamlin. Criminal charges have now been brought in an alleged embezzlement case involving a former receptionist in a Hamlin dental practice. As reported last February in the Lincoln Journal, a November 2012 civil action filed in Lincoln County Circuit Court alleged that LaDonna Johnson of West Hamlin, a dental receptionist, embezzled almost $250,000 from her employers through three schemes. The action also contended that a further $280,000 was converted by the defendant through a fourth scheme at the time still being investigated. Dr. William Artrip and Dr. Carol Buffington are the plaintiffs in the civil matter and operate the practice on Sycamore Avenue in the county seat. The criminal case arose in recent weeks and is being handled by the Hamlin Police Department and Lincoln County Magistrate Mona Snodgrass. According to the criminal complaint, on file in the office of Magistrate Snodgrass, Lieutenant Brian Lawrence of the Hamlin Police Department was advised by his office on July 9th this year, 2013, that the victims, Dr. Artrip and Dr. Buffington, wanted to speak to an officer regarding possible embezzled money from the company. Lawrence was told that Johnson had taken $209,660.86 using multiple fraudulent schemes that began back in April of 2001 and continued till she was terminated this past June of 2012. Johnson is alleged to have used the company's EagleSoft software to tamper with the billing at the practice. The practice is said to have obtained a forensic investigation which advised that cash payments from patients and unauthorized adjustments to patients' accounts had resulted in the misappropriation of that money. So this is this really gets me. This really makes me nervous, because whenever money's tight, you wonder, is it tight because, I don't know, spot more than you can afford, or because you're not collecting what you should, or is somebody stealing? And, you know, I really trust all the people that work for me, and I think that's the problem. We dentists are pretty trusting. And so, you know, I don't think I'm being embezzled from, but who knows? You just really don't know. Let's see. So this, and I'm looking here, this is Mr. David Harris that was behind this. And that forensic exam that they're talking about, that's something that if I wanted to find out for sure, I could pay Mr. Harris's company some money to do that inspection and then come back to me and tell me if it looked like I was being embezzled from. All right. Now, here's one from drbicuspid.com. It's also saying that from the ADA, Senate report underscores the need for major action. This is from July 26th of 2013. The ADA has responded to the United States Senate Committee on Finance's report on large dental practices, noting that it is discouraging that profits are being put before patients, and particularly disturbing that children were involved. However, the broad brush with which the practice model in question was painted is equally disturbing, according to the ADA, adding that the actual offenders should be implicated, not just the model itself. Okay. Now, you may have heard me talk about corporate dentistry. We talked about it when Dr. Washington was on the show with me, talked about it several times. And basically, what happens is dentists are only supposed to be the ones that can own a dental office. And that's the rule in this state and in several states. And the reason is because the state dental boards know and that dentists are going to look out for their patients the best. And what happens is some investment bankers and some attorneys, well, oftentimes they'll get together and they'll go to a dentist and they'll say, hey, we want to open up dental offices around the country, around the state, and can we use your name? And I think they pay them a sum for that. And then what they do is they basically skim off the majority of the profit for themselves. And what happens is patients wind up with lesser patient care, things that are done that aren't done thoroughly, not done correctly. People, kids especially, wind up being hurt in the process, some of them overtreated, some of them undertreated, some of them held down while they're screaming and crying. And if you want to learn a little bit more about that type of thing, you can Google cool smiles or Google small smiles, and you'll see a couple examples of that. And so, luckily, at least the Senate Finance Committee is looking into it. Now, states have legal and regulatory power to hold all dentists providing care within their jurisdictions to the same legal standards, regardless of who owns those dental practices. Now, that's important, because if you're a dentist being approached by one of these companies, you might want to think twice, because they're going to hold you liable. The investment bankers get off scot-free. The ADA urged state dental boards to exercise that authority. Included in the Senate report is concern about the ability of the dental profession to provide access to care to millions of low-income families and other vulnerable populations. According to the ADA, only a multifaceted target approach to the numerous barriers that impede dental health will work. The Action for Dental Health, an initiative launched this year by the ADA and the state dental societies, targets specific, proven, and community-based solutions and represents the ADA's commitment to expanding access to oral health care to include all Americans that seek it. Okay, now we have to go to a break, but before we do, let me just say that what they're talking about there is the Senate Finance Committee says, look, we understand that there are some issues and we're pretty upset that this is involving especially children. But ADA, what are you doing about it? Why, you know, these offices wouldn't be in business if you were doing a better job of reaching the underserved populations. And so, but the ADA is saying, you know, we have things in place, and you've probably heard me talk about them. There's Give Kids a Smile Day, there's Team Smile, there's Dentists from the Heart, there's all kinds of things that we do. And OSU has a mobile home coach that travels to Appalachia and provides free dental care for children, school children. And so there are a lot of things being done. Anyway, yeah, let's go ahead to a break, and we come back. I have many, many more stories, interesting facts and things that about dentistry in the news. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers, wanting to let everyone know about our beautiful new line of jewelry, the Levion Couture Collection of chocolate diamonds and much more. Levion has created a new spectacular line of jewelry that is far above the quality of Levion found at the mall and big box department stores. Each piece has been handcrafted with a higher quality of diamond and a limited number of pieces for each style. Come to Myers Jewelers on Stringtown Road in Grove City and view the Levion line of chocolate diamonds today and experience Myers Jewelers.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hey, I'm going to start off this segment with a joke. One of my patients, every time he comes, it's really fun. It's really cool. He brings me articles, and he brings me little snippets, and they're always in a manila envelope, and I can't read them all on the air, but I'm going to read this one. It says, a pastor goes to the dentist for a set of false teeth. The first Sunday after he gets his new teeth, he talks for 8 minutes. The second Sunday, he talks for only 10 minutes. The following Sunday, he talks for 2 hours and 48 minutes. The congregation had to mob him to get him down from the pulpit, and they asked him what happened. The pastor explains that the previous Sundays his gums hurt so bad he couldn't talk long. But this Sunday, he put his wife's teeth in by mistake and he couldn't shut up. I like that one. I don't know if my wife does, but I like that one. And it's okay because we don't wear dentures anyway. But... All right, this is an interesting thing. I don't know if you realize this, but the first dental school was in Bainbridge, Ohio, right here in Ohio. Just like Ohio is the cradle of coaches, it's the cradle of dentistry. So Dr. John M. Harris in 1828 started the world's first dental school in Bainbridge, Ohio, and helped to establish dentistry as a health profession. It opened on February 21st, 1828, and today is a dental museum. And I plan on actually taking my rolling studio up there one weekend. I don't know if I can get them to open up and let me do a live show from there, or if I'll have to do it the day before and we'll just listen to my interviews, but I'm going to try. So visitors can see a variety of antique dental instruments and sets of false teeth. By the way, did you know George Washington had something like 7 sets of false teeth in his lifetime? And they were carved out of wood, and I think one set had ivory for the teeth, and the teeth were glued into the wood, and in order to keep them in his, they were spring-loaded. They had to, it was almost like a mouse trap, where he'd squeeze them together, put them in his mouth, and they would pop open to stay in. Must have hurt like crazy. That's probably why he's not smiling on the dollar bill or many of the things that we see. He's trying to keep his mouth closed. All right, so Harris started out as a medical doctor in Cincinnati and then moved to Bainbridge in the mid-1820s. In 1827, he started offering classes for those who wanted to study, quote, preparatory to their entering a medical college. By 1828, however, his courses began to specialize in studying dentistry, a medical specialty that Harris focused on in his practice as well. So I thought that's pretty neat. Here's another one from the same little article that my patient brought me. Toothpaste can be traced back to 500 BC in China and India. Our modern toothpastes were brought into popularity in 1824 by a dentist named Peabody, who added soap to toothpaste. Then, in the 1850s, John Harris added chalk. And this all sounds so appealing. as soon as the S.S. White Company introduced a paste in a collapsible tube. This was right after the mid-1850s, they put it in a collapsible tube. But it wasn't until 1873 that toothpaste was mass-produced when Colgate introduced the first toothpaste in a jar. Fluoride was added in 1956 when Procter & Gamble launched its Crest product. That's pretty interesting. I did not know that Ohio was the birthplace of dentistry, or the first dental school. Pretty neat. Now, I remember earlier I was talking about the Vancouver fake dentist that was accused of exposing his patients to unclean sterilization practices. And you might remember that in March of this year, March 28th, 2013, and this is an Associated Press article by Justin Wozapovici. I didn't say that right. I'm 100% certain, but at least I tried, in case he's listening. Health officials Thursday urged 7,000 patients of an Oklahoma dentist to seek medical tests for hepatitis or the virus that causes AIDS after discovering that instruments weren't properly cleaned, despite the doctors knowing that several of his patients carried infectious diseases. Interesting. So he knew that. Wow. It's uncertain how long those practices have been in place. This is a spokesman from the Tulsa Health Department. He's been practicing for 36 years, so that's, of course, of concern. Dr. W. Scott Harrington voluntarily closed his practice and is cooperating with investigators. A hearing is set before the State Dental Board on April 19th. Harrington could lose his license for major violations of the Oklahoma Dental Act. Snyder said letters would be sent Friday to 7,000 patients who went to Harrington's clinics in Tulsa and suburban Owosso since 2007. The letter recommended testing for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. The agencies say it's rare for infections to spread in occupational settings, but that tests are important. A complaint against Harrington said investigators were checking into a hepatitis C case when it discovered numerous safety issues at its practice, including cross-contamination of instruments and a separate set of instruments used on patients with infectious diseases. A unit that sterilizes equipment wasn't properly working, according to the complaint. Let me stop myself here and tell you that here in Ohio, our sterilizers have to be tested weekly. We send in these spore strips. What we do is we sterilize a strip, and we sterilize, we have a control and one that we've sterilized, and we send them in, and they get tested. And if it hasn't been tested in the last week, we're illegal. We're in violation of the Dental Practice Act. And so we should be in pretty good shape. And it sounds like they may not have had that system in Oklahoma. So I guess what I'm saying is this could not or should not happen in Ohio, or at least there would have only been 1 week where as soon as there was no spore strip sent, somebody would have known that this office wasn't checking their sterilizer, and things would have been looked into a lot quicker, because they went back 6 years in this instance. Okay, so they're going to offer testing free of charge to the folks there in Oklahoma. And I just, you know, I'm trying to remember, I think he might have said that my staff takes care of that or something, and he's probably right, but that's not an excuse. You know, you have to be responsible. That's why we go to college and spend all that time training. And so we want to make sure that we're protecting our patients. And I want to make sure I'm not scaring anybody either by telling you these stories. But hopefully I'm making you feel better that here in Ohio we're in a lot better shape. Now, okay, this is a story written by Angela Epstein. And it was from August of 2013. Says, we all know sugary, sweet food is bad for our teeth, yet every day millions of us take medications without realizing that they too can adversely affect oral health. So we're going to talk about some of the chief culprits and how they how their effects or what to do about their effects. So let's start with asthma inhalers. A lot of you are on asthma inhalers. And asthma inhalers usually contain an aerosol form of medication known as beta agonists, which work by relaxing the muscles surrounding the airways. That makes it easier to breathe. However, studies in Australia and Scandinavia have linked the drug to an increased risk of tooth decay because of its slightly acidic content. The key is to make sure the medicine doesn't touch your teeth. If used properly in an inhaler, there is no reason why the drug should do so, said Stephen Spiro, professor of respiratory medicine at the University College of London. Okay. However, the drug is also available in powder form, also in an inhaler, which may contain lactose and milk sugar to improve its taste. And if residue from the powder is left on the teeth, it could contribute to decay. All right, so teeth begin to feel rougher if you run your tongue along them and more sensitive. And without meticulous dental hygiene, these can develop into cavities. After using your inhaler, rinse your mouth with water, and as well as careful brushing and flossing, see your hygienist 3 times a year. They will apply fluoride paste to strengthen teeth and use a product such as Bio Extra to stimulate salivary flow and make it harder to decay, for the decay to develop. Let's see, Bio Extra. Sounds like a brand name. I'm not familiar with it. All right, antibiotics. The problem is discolored teeth. The antibiotic tetracycline can cause brown stripes on the teeth when given to children whose teeth are still developing, which would be before the age of 8. For this reason, it is not prescribed to pregnant women. When children are growing, tetracycline combines with calcium in their teeth, producing the stain, and that, unfortunately, the stains, though not harmful, are permanent, so check with your doctor if they are prescribing antibiotics for your children. This is really, really important because we've known now for decades not to give tetracycline to children or pregnant women, and yet it still seems to be happening. So what we need is an educated public out there to question, why is your doctor giving you tetracycline? Chances are they just maybe forgot, didn't know you were pregnant, or didn't realize your child is only 8 and weren't thinking. So it's up to you then to stop them and say, hey, wait, the teeth are still forming. Those of you with tetracycline staining know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think we all know somebody whose teeth are just terribly gray. Just, a lot of them don't smile that much because of that. I've done veneers on several of those folks to give them that gorgeous smile that they are missing. The teeth are perfectly healthy. It's the strangest thing. It just gets into the molecular makeup of the enamel and the dentin, and there's nothing that we can do other than cover them up, which, as you know, can be relatively expensive. So remember, tetracycline, not good. Here's one. Leanne Rimes, country singer Leanne Rimes, is suing her dentist over allegations that he messed up her teeth and her career and is suffering as a result. This is a TMZ.com story. In her lawsuit, Rimes claims that for 3 years she went to Dr. Dwayne C. McKay of Los Angeles for dental work. He installed crowns and veneers to improve her appearance and help with jaw pain. Rimes said, but she was left with more pain and bleeding. The 30-year-old has undergone 9 root canals and bone grafting procedures and had a temporary bridge added. In the suit, Rimes says, she will have a permanent cosmetic deficiency. Her mouth pain has made it difficult to perform. Among the shows she missed was a July performance at the Lancaster Festival, which she canceled. And this was actually in the Dispatch, but they picked up a story about from TMZ.com. That's unfortunate. I do know that in some cases, things that happen are not always the dentist's fault. Sometimes it's the anatomy of the person's tooth. Sometimes it's brushing habits. Sometimes they're not following our instructions. But it is always easy to file suit and blame the dentist. Maybe there is something there. I don't know. But she's been out of the spotlight quite a bit, and that is the reason that she feels she's been unable to perform. So I hope that her new doctors, her new dentists get her straightened around. I do wish her well in that regard, and hopefully that'll all work out well for both parties if possible. Now it's time to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to find out, we're going to say, here's going to be the question. It's going to be, what state started the first dental school? All right. And what state did the first dental school start? Is it A, Ohio, B, Indiana, or C, Michigan? All right. That's going to be the question of the day. We're not doing it right this moment, so don't call yet, because we have to give out the, that thing that the lawyers like you to listen to. So let's go ahead and do that now.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, in what state was the first dental school started? Is it A, Ohio, B, Indiana, or C, Michigan? The winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go! Yeah!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Badoobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Weigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question was, in what state was the first dental school started? Choices A, Ohio, B, Indiana, C, Michigan. And we have four callers on the line. We have Tim, Jerry, Karen, and Nicole. And let me go ahead and throw my dice here to see who the winner is. Let's see if we can get this. Oh, okay, it's line one. So that would be Tim. Hey, Tim, how are you today?
It's fine, Dr. Kvitko.
Good, good. Hey, what's the answer?
The answer is A, it's Ohio, which is kind of unusual because toothpaste is invented. Did you know this? Toothpaste was invented in West Virginia?
I did not know that.
Well, in any place, that's they would call it toothpaste because that would be different, you see.
Right. Exactly. Oh, okay. That's his joke. Well, thank you for that. I was going to say, if it was invented there, they're not using enough of it. They must have shipped it all to Ohio.
He's on your speeches now.
Okay. Well, hey, hang on, please. We'll get your information, and we'll get to those flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
That's great.
Take care now. All right. So, let me give this sheet back to my producer so she can get that. All right. Now, let's go back to some of these stories. The last thing we were talking about was antibiotics and tetracycline. And the next drug that we have to be concerned about antihistamine pills causes dry mouth. Antihistamines are taken to treat allergic health conditions such as hay fever. They work by blocking histamine, obviously, right? A chemical released by the immune system to help protect cells against infection. This prevents the body producing the signs of allergy such as itching and sneezing. However, in blocking the receptors, the docking sites on the cells for histamine, the drug can have an effect on receptors elsewhere in the body, such as those on the tongue and in the mouth. So now, this in turn affects the salivary glands, blocking the release of saliva, causing dry mouth. As well as being uncomfortable, dry mouth can lead to gum disease. The gums pull away from the teeth and form pockets that become infected. Teeth eventually loosen and can even fall out. Saliva protects the surface of the teeth as it contains agents that can fight harmful bacteria. And as sugary foods are acidic and can cause damage to the teeth, it's important to limit these meal times. And rather than finishing a meal with something sweet, try to finish meals with something savory, such as a piece of cheese, which will neutralize acid in the mouth immediately. Chewing sugarless gum and sipping water may help provide temporary relief. All right, so that's, keep in mind, that's antihistamines. That would be Benadryl. Blood pressure tablets. The problem with blood pressure tablets is gum overgrowth. High blood pressure pills known as calcium channel blockers, for instance, amlodipine, can cause the gums to overgrow, which can be uncomfortable, unsightly, and can make it difficult to clean teeth properly. This can in turn lead to inflammation of the gums, which is called gingivitis, which if not treated can affect tooth-supporting tissues and lead to tooth loss. It happens over a period of 3 months or so in varying degrees. The problem itself won't go away unless there is a change of medication. If you can't do this, it's vital that you be fastidious about oral hygiene. You may need guidance from your dentist or hygienist about the best way to clean your teeth, depending on the level of the growth. Blood pressure tablets can also cause what is known as lichenoid drug eruption. This is where, as a reaction to the medication, the lining of the mouth becomes sensitive, leading to little white ulcers developing in the cheeks and lips. Treatment may involve steroid spray or medication to reduce inflammation while rinsing with mouthwashes that contain local anesthetic may give temporary relief. I actually have this thing, we call it magic mouthwash, and it's 2% viscous lidocaine, Maalox, and Benadryl, and we prescribe that to folks, and it gives them temporary relief. It basically numbs the irritated ulceration, and it helps drying up the things with the Benadryl. And then the Maalox is there for changing the pH. Here's another one. Osteoporosis drugs. You've heard of Boniva and Fosamax, those things? Well, the problem is you can get jaw infections. Oral bisphosphonates, the drugs commonly prescribed for osteoporosis, can ironically cause bone damage and infection in the jaw. The drugs, they work by blocking the action of cells that remove bone tissue. However, sometimes as a side effect, the drug can affect the blood supply to the bone supporting the teeth, causing the jaw to become weak, brittle, or infected, a condition called bone necrosis. Between 1 and 6% of those taking bisphosphonates will develop the problem. Symptoms include pain, swelling, and loose teeth. Don't stop taking your medication without consulting your doctor. Antibiotics and removing dead tissue through surgery can help treat the problem. Good oral hygiene is vital, including regular brushing and flossing. And tell your dentist if you take these tablets because it's best to avoid major surgery, such as removing teeth, if you're taking them. Now, I will say that you have to be taking relatively high doses to have this effect, but definitely, you know, talk between your doctor and your dentist and make sure that everything is covered. And basically, you know what, the bisphosphonates are pretty interesting because what they do is they stimulate osteoblasts. Osteoblasts grow bone. And it's a really cool thing that they've been able to figure out how to make bone grow. But what happens is they can't figure out how to make it stop growing. It just keeps laying down more and more bone in large amounts, is what we're talking about. And so it gets so thick that it cuts off its own blood supply. You probably have all seen cross-sectional pictures of bone, and the spongy bone has all these little holes in it, these little pockmarks, you know. And so not only is it spongy itself, but then the blood vessels flow through it. It's very vascular. It's where red blood cells are made. So what happens then is if these cells keep growing, they just get thicker. The bone gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And pretty soon there's no room for blood vessels, so they just get squeezed out. It's kind of unfortunate because in other ways it's such a great drug. But keep in mind, we're just talking about large doses. Dosages, usually that means the people that are on therapy for cancer. And the thinking is it's better to keep them on the drugs if it's treating their cancer and the pain that would cause than it is to stop the drugs. All right. If you have had a bone infection, if you've had a jaw infection and it healed, you did not have bone necrosis. You did not have what would be caused by bisphosphonates, because it would not be able to heal on its own. It can only be corrected through surgical intervention. Contraceptives. The problem with contraceptives is they cause inflammation and bleeding gums. Some progesterone-only birth control pills can lead to bleeding and inflammation of the gums. Gum disease is caused by a buildup of plaque, a sticky substance that contains bacteria. Plaque releases acids that damage tooth enamel and attack the gums, causing inflammation. Regular acid assaults on enamel can also lead to holes in the teeth or cavities. One reason is that they increase levels of hormones such as progesterone, much in the same way as pregnancy does. It's thought that these hormones cause an exaggerated reaction to dental plaque, triggering inflammation. So the contraceptives cause this exaggerated reaction. This is why pregnant women may have inflamed gums that bleed when brushed. Changing to a pill with a lower concentration of progesterone may help, but of course you need to make sure that that's appropriate for you and your body and in consultation with your doctor. You know, you don't want to just start taking half a pill or something because you didn't want to have inflamed gums and then you wind up pregnant. All right, antidepressants, they cause dry mouth and bleeding. Antidepressants can cause dry mouth because they inhibit the molecules that activate the salivary glands. A particular type of antidepressant, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which include citalopram, can also make the mouth more prone to bleeding. This is because they affect levels of platelets, the cells which help the blood clot. So if you're on an antidepressant and happen to have dental surgery, you're likely to bleed more. You must tell your dentist if you are on antidepressants. He or she will then make sure they stitch the area after they've removed the tooth rather than just taking out your tooth and having you bite down on gauze. You'll still be biting on gauze, but when we know somebody has thinner blood from either, they take aspirin or they're taking anything that they could even be on Plavix or something, or warfarin, because they've had a stroke. And so we used to take people off of those drugs for a few days in hopes of getting the clotting time back up. But unfortunately, fortunately for the patients, I think, as a medical community, we've decided that it's better for us dentists to just deal with the excessive bleeding by stitching up tight than it would be to risk the person having a stroke because they've been off their blood thinners. Okay? So, tell you what, I think it's time to go to another break. When we come back, we have a lot more interesting tidbits and facts. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are doing an episode called Dental News Bites, and it is episode number 297. And we're covering a lot of different information. Hopefully it's not too much or overwhelming. And I imagine if I mention something that appeals to you or is something that you're doing in your life, then you'll find it interesting. And if I don't, then you won't. I don't know. Let me go on to a fun one. I do have several. In fact, we have a thing about colorectal cancer may be triggered by mouth bacteria. We have a report here about the first intraoral welding implant case. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, there's a report about whether implants actually can improve a life and are worth the cost. We're going to talk about how HIV infection linked to poor oral health and all kinds of things. But let's start with this one. This was from a HuffPost home. It says a Canadian dentist wants to clone John Lennon's using his the late Beatles' molar. They want to clone John Lennon using his molar. Okay, again, the Huffington Post. Imagine a world where dead men walk and human DNA can be extracted and replicated from leftover teeth. That's the dream of Dr. Michael Zook, the self-promoting dentist who wants to clone Beatles legend John Lennon, bringing the rock star back to life. While some may write off Zook's goal as Don Quixote-esque fool's errand, the dentist-turned-collector told the Huffington Post that he's serious about his plan to extract genetic material from one of John Lennon's rotten molars. Zook bought the decades-old tooth at a 2011 auction for $31,000, according to the Canadian station CTV News. Rolling Stone reported that the star had given his molar to his housekeeper in the 1960s, and it later passed into the hands of her daughter, a Beatles fan. "I had a bigger picture even then," Zook told HuffPost, of his plan to extract DNA after purchasing the tooth. "I knew it was a bit of a long shot, but still not terribly unlikely that a person could get some genetic material from the tooth. Assuming researchers could extract the material, the next step would be to sequence the DNA of Lennon, who was fatally shot at the age of 40 in New York City in 1980. To bring someone back from history would be the ultimate expression of science," Luck told the Huffington Post. "But is it even possible? In 1996, Dolly the sheep was cloned by implanting genetic material from a sheep's udder cell into an egg, which in turn was implanted into a surrogate sheep mother. 17 years later, however, human cloning remains out of reach, assuming DNA could be pulled from the tooth. On the other hand, just because the technology does not currently exist doesn't mean it won't become available eventually." Dr. Colin Blakemore, professor of neuroscience at the University of Oxford in England, told The Guardian in May that the question should no longer be if we should clone a human, but rather for what reasons. "We should have spent the intervening time since cloning Dolly thinking about how we should react sensibly to the concept of a human clone when it does become possible," Blakemore said. "We have not done that, and although the science is still far off, it is getting closer. We need to ask carefully and calmly under what circumstances we would tolerate the creation of a human clone." Zook told the Huffington Post he's waiting to begin work with scientists until after he secures a film crew willing to make a documentary about the process. But he said he's confident it will be easy to find both researchers and filmmakers who are up to the challenge. Interesting. There are a number of scientists around the world who are working on a genetic sequencing, and we're needing less and less genetic material to bring back a mammal. However, University of Toronto bioethicist Carrie Bowman told the Canadian site Star that Luck is treading on thin ice ethically. "It's extremely personal information. There's nothing at all related to consent, and we don't fully understand the implications of putting out a completely sequenced DNA of a human being. We don't know what that means," he said. Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, has yet to publicly comment on the matter. "And as for what Lennon would have wanted, perhaps we should let his music do the talking. In the Beatles' 1967 hit, All You Need Is Love, Lennon sang, 'There's nothing you can do that can't be done,' but he never said anything about whether we should do it." Yeah, that's wild. It sounds like the guy's serious, but I actually think, and I saw a gentleman on TV talking about this and called it junk science. He doesn't think it's ever going to happen, and thinks that Dr. Zook is just looking for the publicity. And he may be right. I don't know. But I do know that you can get DNA. You can get fetal tissue. You know how people bank the umbilical cord and they save it for stem cells? Well, you can get stem cells from wisdom teeth that are extracted, and there are places where you can bank those stem cells. You can get them from gum tissue. So, you know, any extraction that you have or any tissue that's removed, you should look online for a place that you can bank the stem cells, because that is good technology and it can help save your life someday if you develop a disease that you would otherwise need, say, a transplant or something. And there's hope that we can grow tissue, like grow part of a liver in a lab or grow a whole liver in a lab, your own, and then plant it, but only if there are stem cells available. So, and a long time ago, I actually had a gentleman on the show that had a company that did that, but I went to contact him again and I couldn't find him, so I have a feeling that they went out of business. But that's why I'm saying just go ahead and go online and you'll be able to find it. Okay, let's see. Let's go to a couple of those stories that I mentioned that I would talk about earlier. And let's talk about the colorectal cancer. Colorectal cancer It says two new studies. This is from August 2013 in Medical News Today. And it says two new studies published this week suggest that a type of gut bacteria found in the mouth may trigger colorectal cancer by influencing the immune response and switching on cancer genes. The researchers believe their findings may lead to more timely and improved ways of diagnosing, preventing, and treating colorectal cancer. Our gut contains trillions of bacteria, vastly outnumbering our own cells. These microbes, communities, maintain our health by training our immune system and helping us digest food, but they can also trigger disease. There is evidence that an imbalance between the good and the bad gut bacteria may promote colon cancer. The two new studies published in the August 14th online issue of the journal Cell Host and Microbe focus on a genus of bacteria called Fusobacteria and the species F. nucleatum in particular. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of death from cancer among Americans. I didn't know that. Second leading cause. I would imagine the first leading cause is lung cancer. Researchers have found fusobacteria from the mouth are also abundant in tissue from the colorectal cancer patients. But until this latest research, it was not clear whether these gut microbes actually triggered the tumors, and if so, how they did it. In the first study, the researchers found the fusobacterium in benign tumors that can become cancerous over time. This might suggest that they contribute to the early stages of tumor formation. So, you know, that's something to... I don't know what we can do about it, but it is an interesting connection there, and it does kind of talk about what we keep saying weekly on this show, that the oral health and our overall health are interrelated. They're not separate, and therefore there's no reason why we should be separating the human body as opposed to which parts should be insured and which parts should not. As far as our health, I think there should not be dental insurance in the world. I think it should just go away, and that medical insurance should cover dental disease. Because it's all one body. It's really strange to me that people can have health care insurance, medical insurance, but not dental, not vision, not mental health, not things above the neck. After all, the head is the most important part. We've discovered that without the head, I mean, we can transplant hearts, we can transplant kidneys, we can transplant all these other parts of our body, and that person who receives the heart doesn't become the person whose heart it was. They're still them. They're still the same person. But obviously, if you transplanted a brain, then you're just occupying another body, right? We don't do that. We can't do that yet. But you're just occupying that body, and you wouldn't become anybody. You'd be yourself in this new body. So it seems that the above the neck is even more important, and yet we're not insuring it for some reason. I don't know. Let's go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-doo-ba-doo, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
So put a smile on my face, and if anyone asks me,
back to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Let me just remind you that all of the shows I've ever done are archived at www.dentallyspeaking.com and drkavitko.com and iTunes. And actually, yeah. And so just if there's any show that I've ever done and you're interested in it or you want to, like, you can even, like, email a link to the show to a friend or family member if there's something that we've said that you believe would help them, go ahead and do that. All right, now, we were talking about the stem cells, and just so happens I have an article about stem cells. It says, stem cells in the gingiva may have important medical applications in the future. And this is a Medical News Today article again, medicalnewstoday.com. They don't list an author, just themselves, okay? So I can't give credit to who wrote it. Stem cells found in mouth tissue can not only become other types of cells, but can also relieve inflammatory disease, according to a new Ostrow School of Dentistry of USC study in the Journal of Dental Research. The cells featured in the study are gingival mesenchymal stem cells, which are found in the gingiva or gum tissue within the mouth. These stem cells, like other stem cells, have the ability to develop different types of cells as well as affect the immune system. Gingiva is very unique in our body, says Professor Sangtao Shi, the study's senior author. It has much less inflammatory reaction and heals much faster when compared to skin. Previously, the developmental origins and abilities of these gingival mesenchymal stem cells hadn't been fully illustrated. This study shows that there are two types of GMSCs, those that arise from the mesoderm layer of cells during embryonic development, called MGMSCs, and those that come from cranial neural crest cells, NGMSCs. The cranial neural crest cells develop into many important structures of the head and face, and 90% of the gingival stem cells were found to be of this type. Well, that's pretty cool. It indicates that the stem cells in the gingiva, which is what is the gum, by the way, obtained via a simple biopsy of the gums, may have important medical applications in the future. All right, just what we were talking about. And then, since Grandpa still has all his teeth, and I think we all assumed he wore dentures, let's talk about dental implants, just in case you're a denture wearer and you don't like it. Because let's face it, dentures can fall out when you sneeze, they can fall out when you skydive, and apparently somebody told me a story that they can fall out when you puke, when you throw up. When you've been, if you're not careful, they can go in the commode and you can flush them. I guess that's really happened. So, okay, now here, the results from large international clinical trials provide dentists and patients with a new level of confidence in dental implants. So, this is from August 8th in medicaldentalnewstoday.com, and it's this year. Results from two of the largest international clinical studies performed to date with dental implants have just been published and demonstrate excellent clinical performance. Together, the studies have evaluated more than 1,000 Straumann bone level implants in Europe, the U.S., and Australia. Let me just see. Am I doing okay on breaks? I got to make sure. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm looking at the clock going, oh, did I get everything in? Because obviously I'm not going to have time to actually cover everything that I had planned for today, but we'll save some of it for another day. So let's go ahead and talk about this. Now, the studies are also remarkable in that they both reported very high implant survival rates of more than 98% with practically no bone loss around the implants. This is pretty cool. And if you don't know this, if you have a tooth extracted and you don't get an implant, the bone recedes. And if it's an upper arch, the sinus cavity grows bigger and you just literally don't have very much bone up there anymore. So these values are considerably better than those reported in a comprehensive review of previously published studies with other implants. The new studies add to the wealth of strong clinical evidence backing, in this case, the Straumann dental implant system, and thus provide very good reasons for patients and dentists to, you know, feel comfortable using these implants. And we do implants in the office, and, you know, once it takes, if you, we tell people, okay, we're going to place an implant today. If you're not a non-smoker, we're going to guarantee that if it doesn't take, we'll redo it at no charge within a year. The point is once it takes, and you brush and floss, you do have to care for them, by the way. You still have to brush and floss. Otherwise, you can get what's called peri-implantitis, gum disease around your implant. But if you brush and floss, these things seem to get better with time. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Back when I was in dental school, the early studies were being done. They weren't yet being placed in humans. And so it's really cool that now they're actually more predictable than root canals. They're a little more expensive than root canals, so I'm still saying if you want to save your tooth, I mean, you should still save your teeth. I'm not saying have your teeth out. Don't choose implants over root canal, but if you do choose implants, you're in good shape. All right, looks like I am just about out of time, so let me just tell you that next week I will have State Representative Mike Duffy on the show. We're going to be discussing the dental ramifications of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and the question about Medicaid expansion in Ohio that's currently being discussed in the State House. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. We're going to answer a lot of questions that people have. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Please join me next Sunday and every Sunday from 8 until 9. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.